This is a very special day because it's Children's Day, and we're glad to see all who have gathered in. We welcome you in the Saviour's precious name. Want to welcome parents and family and friends who have come. Want to welcome the children, very especially from the Sunday school. It's lovely to see them, and we're coming now to the end of another year, and you enter into the summertime now for a wee break. So we have our Ballymoney children. If the Ballymoney children just want to stand up, just so we see all these lovely children from our Sunday school. All right. The wee ones don't really get the message, but that's okay. All right. Lovely to see you. And then we have our Ukrainian children who are now part of the Sunday school. If they want to stand up there on this side. All right. Maybe some of them missing. There's 120 children in the Sunday school and 15 children in the Bible class. And that's tremendous when we think of all that we've come through with COVID, etc. The Sunday school's building up well. And then we might have some children from Bangor. Any child from Bangor? There's one. Okay. She's got the memo. Okay. So welcome. Welcome. Good to see you. And your brother's here somewhere as well. We want to thank the superintendent and the teachers for all the hard work that they've done. Anyone else involved in Sunday school, we've got drivers who get the children here in the minibuses, and we have the parents who send them along so faithfully, and I want to just acknowledge that. We're going to sing together our opening praise. It's a children's hymn. Around the throne of God in heaven, thousands of children stand, children whose sins are all forgiven, a holy, happy band. And this hymn really explains, as we sing the verses, how they come to be there around God's holy throne.
Thank you.
going to bow together, seek the Lord in prayer, just ask his blessing upon our time together. Let us all pray. Heavenly Father, we come to the house of God this day, and as we approach the presence of our God, we do so through the Lord Jesus Christ, thy dear Son and our beloved Saviour. We thank thee for him who sits upon the throne of eternal glory, the one who watches over his people every day, the one indeed who loves us with everlasting love. And it is with joy that we come to his presence now on this special day, this Children's Day. I want to thank the Lord for his mercies towards this congregation in giving to us so many children in our Sunday school and young people in our Bible class. We publicly acknowledge that in the house of God this day. And Lord, you know our burden and our desire for the children as they grow up in this world, a world that is estranged to God, a world that by and large has forgotten the Lord. But you've given us the opportunity to teach and to train the children in the ways that the Scripture has told us to do so. And we pray that you will bless this ministry. Thank thee for our superintendent and for our teachers, their faithfulness, for the Word of God that is opened up every week, and for the good seed of the gospel that is sown into the hearts of these children. As we come this day to have our Children's Day services, we want the blessing of God to be upon this gathering. We pray that you will bless all who are here. Thank you for parents and family and friends who have gathered in, for our own congregation too. Thank you for the children of our Sunday school and for the ones that will take part. We pray that you will bless them, that you will help them, that you will stand with them. And may we be truly encouraged in our hearts as we see the children participate today. Remember Wesley this morning as he brings the message, and Phil tonight. Want to commit your servants into your hand. Help them, Lord, to break the very bread of life to those that gather. And may God be glorified as a result of us coming to church today. So bless us now as we wait on in your presence. And remember very especially our Ukrainian friends. Thank thee for them, for the weeks that they've been here, for the children who have joined the Sunday school. And may they also be encouraged in their own heart for Jesus' sake. Amen. We come to the welcome, and Harry Moore is going to give you all a very warm word of welcome.
Welcome to the house of God, for this our Children's Day. May God speak to every heart through all we sing and say.
Thank you, Harry, for giving that welcome. Everybody feels so welcome, so thank you so much. I'm going to have the reading of our psalm for today. Every Lord's Day we read a psalm, and the one that we come to is 123. And Reuben Borland is going to read this psalm. Ask Reuben to come up.
Psalm 123. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so the eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with the contempt. Our Lord is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the proud.
Amen. You might hear an alarm going off, so I'm not sure if it's in our church car park. We could maybe find out whose it is, and then when you see somebody going out, you know... you know whose alarm it is, but we maybe don't want that. Your battery might run down. We have a trio now singing, Mr. Noah, and we have Zach McConaughey, Susanna Park, and Charlotte Thompson. Children, that was very sweet, and I think we got a recruit there as well. We come now to a recitation entitled Not Too Small, and Leah Elliott is going to come and do this recitation.
I'm not too small, I'm glad to say, to speak to Jesus of this day. I can tell you that His love and care are for people everywhere.
Thank you, Leah. Lovely, that was very good. The choir is going to sing now, Life is Wonderful and Seek You First. So we'll ask the children to come up, as they normally do in a very orderly fashion. Thank you, children. Just as they're taking their place, and we thank them. And of course, this is the future Hebron choir. Still, we'll be looking for recruits coming up now. Anyhow, the junior group will sing My God Is So Great. Eva Taylor, Eva Fletcher, Emily Greer, Seth Hegarty, Casey McGugan, Daniel Newell, and Cassia Park. Very sweet. Thank you, children. We come now to a recitation, the best book of all, and Daniel McClelland is going to do that for us. Thank you, Daniel.
This book is the Bible, best book of all. I can't read the word because I'm too small. But I know the words tell about Jesus, you see, of God's love and mercy for you and me.
Well done, Daniel. Thank you. Come now to a trio singing A Missionary Heart, Adam Archibald, Jake Borland and Tommy Watley.
Lord, give me a
May the Lord be pleased to give us a missionary heart, and we trust that the Lord will bless that lovely song to all that are here. So glad to have our Ukrainian children, and they're going to come forward now and sing for us. Thank you. The Ukrainian Children's Choir. Moving on to the next one. Yep. So I'm going to announce that now. Veronica and Timothy are going to give us memory verses. Thank you.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:14.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:1.
Well done.
Indeed, a special moment when we hear them sing and give their memory verses in a different language for them. So it's taken a lot of effort, and we appreciate that. The Lord bless you, children, and bless the Ukrainian families that are here with us. Come now to the reading of God's Word, and Naomi Johnson is going to read for us now. Thank you, Naomi.
Our reading this morning is found in Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him onto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went on to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come onto the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou be of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come unto the ship, the wind ceased. Then the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth thou art the Son of God.
Thank you, Naomi, for reading so well. And thank you to all the children. That's the end of this part. We welcome you, of course, to come back this evening. We bid you welcome to the service, to the congregation here, and those tuning in on the internet. And Children's Day does continue tonight at 7 o'clock with the time of prayer beforehand for the congregation at 6:30. And Phil Moffat, one of our elders, our clerk of session, will be speaking tonight, and the children will once again take part. Prize distribution will be after the service. We used to do this at the Sunday School Social, but it's now going to be on Children's Day, and that gives the children something to look forward to after tonight's meeting. Supper will also be served for all who come. Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock, it's the sports day of the Christian school. Anyone that's free and able to come and watch the children take part, you'll be very welcome. Thursday night is a praise service coming to the end of term for our Christian school. Want you to note the time. The time is 7:30, half an hour earlier than normal, and this will be in the main church building here with the children of the school taking part, and desserts will be served afterwards for all who attend. Do you remember the group that goes to Romania on Friday, leaving early Friday morning at 5 o'clock and coming back on the 5th of July, 12-day visit to Romania, and we know that you're praying for this. Thank you in the Saviour's name. Next Lord's Day, the prayer meeting is at 8 o'clock. Please note that the Sunday school and the Bible class is now finished for the summertime. The services will take place at 12 noon and 7, and Mr. Trevor Wiley, an elder from Coleraine, will speak at both services next Lord's Day. His father was one of the early ministers of the congregation, as you know, out in Cabra. I want to thank you for your tithes and offerings to God's work. Today is Missionary Council and the School Covenant, and next week is the Home Mission Outreach. Our next Lord's Table has been put back until the 10th of July, whenever we return from Romania. And the gift aid information is available if you didn't get it last week. We continue to pray for the sick of the congregation. We spent a little bit of time this morning remembering these folks at the early season of prayer. We're trying to get together a minibus rota, thankful to those who have helped out, whether it's been a Sunday school or a school event or for the Ukrainians. And if you can help with this and you've been through the proper checks, and you have that D1 license, then we would like to hear from you. Lyle and Heather have returned from the land of Spain after 36 years as missionaries there. So remember them. They came back on Wednesday, and they're now settling back into Northern Ireland. So it's a big, big challenge for them as they have left the work after so many years of service. Pray for them, please. There will be a special welcome home service that will take place on the first Tuesday of August. We can announce that later. And then just finally to congratulate Peter and Lucy on their engagement. We heard about this yesterday, and we do rejoice that they've come together now and they're making plans for the future and for married life. May the Lord bless them, and we pass on that congratulations from the Hebron Church. Going to sing the hymn 704. If I come to Jesus, he will make me glad. He will give me pleasure when my heart is sad. If I come to Jesus, happy shall I be. He is gently calling little ones like me.
Thank you.
just before Wesley comes to bring the message for the children. The Current magazine is available for those that subscribe to it and get it. And the Let the Bible Speak magazine is also available. There should be a copy per family. And then there's information about the Lochearn Fundamentalist Convention that takes place in Enniskillen for this year. That leaflet you can have as you leave. Want to just congratulate all fathers on Father's Day for being fathers. And I'm sure this is a special day for you. And the children, of course, will look after their fathers today and treat them well. Wesley's a father. He's a grandfather. And he's the speaker today. Wesley, there's just one little bit of warning. You know, I'm very thankful to the committee that put out the orange juice or the water every Lord's Day. And I looked at it today and I thought, well, it's either pure orange or somebody hasn't understood that it's four times the strength. And I think it's the four times the strength. So it's quite strong. If you're going to take a drink of this, you might need it. Just beware. Wesley, we are in appreciation for the work that you do as our Sunday School Superintendent. And I know that you're looking forward to speaking to the children today. And we're going to invite you now to come and bring that word that the Lord has given to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Park. Now, I am looking forward to speaking to the children today. It's all these adults that have come along as well, boys and girls. Isn't that the problem? But we're going to keep an eye on them and make sure that none of them fall asleep while we're doing our story today. Okay. So, while Samuel's getting the PowerPoint set up, I've got something here I want to show you. I'm going to move this table over here. And can I thank all the boys and girls for doing so well today? You really did very well. And actually, it's very hard to get up after you have done so well and start to do my part now. So I really appreciate all you have done. And thanks to all the mums and dads for sending them along every Sunday morning. We really enjoy having them. Now, to help you remember and listen carefully to the story today, I've brought along some things. Okay. And we're going to do a wee memory lesson. So, during my story, I am going to talk about these things. So, we've got a cookie jar. We've got a mug. You've got to remember these. We've got a watch. Okay. Anybody know what this is? Xbox controller. Oh, I knew you would know that one. Got a tile. Okay. I've got a boat. Okay, boat. I've got a rope. Okay, lots of things here. I've got a spoon, big one. It wouldn't fit in many of our mouths, but big spoon. And I've got an apple. Apple, yes. Now, there's at least two, perhaps three things there that I will not mention in my story today. So you have to listen carefully, and at the end, I've got a prize if you can tell me the things that I don't mention in the story today. Okay, I've got them all up here. I hope you can remember them. Now, before we begin, we're going to pray. So just like we do in Sunday school, I want you all to fold your arms, bow your heads, and close your eyes. We're going to ask for God's help this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for all that has taken place today already. We thank thee for the help given to the boys and girls in doing their recitations, singing their pieces, and indeed reading thy word. No, Lord, we pray now that as we come to the lesson, Lord, that you will help us to explain clearly and plainly the message that you have for boys and girls and mums and dads, grandparents and friends today. O Lord, we pray that they will hear thy voice speaking even this morning. So be with us now, we pray, for we ask it for thy name's sake. Amen. Right, I'm going to take off my coat. I think it's very warm in here. Anybody else warm? Yeah, oh, everybody's warm. So I've taken off my coat, and I was going to try the orange juice, but I've changed my mind about that. make sure my shirt tail's tucked in, because if it was out, my mother would never forgive me. And then we're ready to go. Okay. Now, I want to start by our lesson today by telling you a story about a little boy called Mike. Okay. And Mike was 11 years old, just the same age as some of you. And just like you, Mike went to Sunday school. And you know what else? Just like some of you, when Mike was just 9 years old, he asked the Lord Jesus Christ into his heart to be his Savior. And something else about Mike. Mike had a favorite Bible verse, and this might be your favorite Bible verse as well. Mike's favorite verse was John chapter 3, verse 16. You know, we've got it up here on the screen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you know, when Mike was 9, he asked the Lord Jesus to save him. And one day he coloured in a verse just like that. And his mum thought it was really good, and she got it framed, and she put it up on the wall of his bedroom. And he would look at it, and Mike would say, "Isn't it amazing that God loved me, Mike, just an ordinary boy, and lives in an ordinary house in an ordinary village? He loved him so much that he sent his son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross for him, so as he could be forgiven of his sin." And you know, Mike's Sunday school teacher, Mr. Craig, he told him that, you know, Mike, you can take out those words, "the world," and put your name in place. "For God so loved Mike that he gave his only begotten Son." And you could put your name in there as well this morning. Couldn't you, Jaden? You could put your name in. You could indeed. Or Seth, you could put your name in there too, Daniel, couldn't you? Yes, and of course you could. But you know, Mike not only went to Sunday school, but he also went to school. He went to primary school. And then just recently, Mike had moved to big school. And big school was Whitby High School. And you know, Mike thought it was very, very big. It was huge. Everything was big. The classrooms were big. The playground was big. The football pitch was big. The corridors seemed to go on forever. And you know, Mike felt pretty small. He felt pretty small. And you know, when he tried to talk to people at school about the fact that he went to Sunday school and church, nobody really wanted to know. Nobody really listened. In fact, some people sneered and just changed the subject. You know, Mike found it pretty difficult at school. But at the weekends, when sometimes his dad would be working and his mum was working the weekend shift at the nursing home, Mike would go and stay with his grandparents. And Mike really loved his granda. He really loved his granda. You see, his granda was a great storyteller, and he could tell the most wonderful stories. And here's Mike, whenever he was younger, with his granda, and granda's explaining something to him. He liked his granny too, by the way, but she was a wee bit fussy, you know. You know, she didn't let him come into the house with his shoes on, and then when he took his shoes off, if there was a hole in the toe of his sock, she would give off to him. So he liked granny. Well, one thing he really did like about granny was he liked her shortbread. She baked the best shortbread in the world, and there was a big cookie jar full of shortbread in the kitchen, and usually before Mike left, the cookie jar was almost empty. But you know, one Friday afternoon, Mike was at school, and he was in the canteen. It was lunchtime with all the other boys and girls, and one of the boys were chatting down at the table where they were having their lunch, and he said to Mike, he said, "What are you doing at the weekend?" And Mike said, "Well, Mum and Dad's away, so I'm actually going to my grandparents at the weekend." And Connor says, "Mike, so then you're not going to church then, or Sunday school?" And Mike thought, oh, here we go again. Here we go again. And so he hesitated, and he said, "Well, maybe not. I don't think so." He was lying, of course, because every Sunday when he stayed with his grandparents, he went to Sunday school because their church was just round the corner from their house. Well, Connor says, if you're not going to Sunday school, why do you not join us at the park for a game of Matty? What's Matty? Said Mike. Well, you come and see, says Connor. What time? Said Mike. I'll send you a text message on Sunday morning and let you know, said Connor. Wait for the text. Now, sure enough, on Sunday morning, just as Mike was getting ready to go to Sunday school, his phone beeped, and it was a text message from Connor. And it said, Matty at the park, 11 o'clock, be there or be square. Now, Mike certainly didn't want to be square, whatever that meant. And he was curious to find out what Matty was all about. And so he made a very bad decision that morning. He decided to, instead of going to Sunday school, instead to go to the park. He didn't tell his grandparents, he just left as usual, but he ended up going to the park instead of church. Now, when he got to the park, the boys had set up a rope swing, and they had a rope on one side of the river, a rope on the other side of the river, and in the middle, they had an old mattress lying in the middle of the river. And so what you did was, you swung across, landed on the mattress, and then grabbed their other rope and went to the other side of the river. Now, of course, the secret was not to spend too long on the mattress, because your weight would make the mattress sink in the water. So, when Mike's turn came, Mike swung across. He landed on the mattress, pretty good. And then he looked down and he saw his feet were wet. His shoes were wet. And his socks were getting wet, and the bottom of his trousers was getting wet. And he says, what am I going to tell Granny? She turned up at church with wet trousers. And then he looked around him, and he saw the deep water on either side. And he remembered that he had never learned to swim. And he started to panic a little bit. And then he remembered the other rope, and he went to grab for the rope, and he reached out for the rope, but he couldn't get it because he was sinking lower and lower. The mattress was sinking, and he was sinking with it. And before he knew, the water was not up to his ankles, it was up to his knees, and then up to his waist. And he was starting to panic, and he shouted to his friends, Connor, help me! But you know, his friends, they panicked too, and they all ran away. And there he was, sinking in the river. Before long, the water was almost up to his neck, and he started to wave and to flap and to try and get to the side of the river. And he got to the bank, and the bank was slippy, and he couldn't get up. And you know, Mike thought, Connor has left me, everyone's gone, I'm going to drown. He was terrified. And just at that moment, he felt a big, strong hand grab his shoulder and pull him up out of the river onto the bank. And as he lay on the bank, shivering, freezing cold, he looked up, opened his eyes, looked up, and he saw the face of, who do you think? Oh. His grandfather, yes, his granda had missed him at church and had come to look for him. And his grandfather took Mike, and they didn't go to church that day. Instead, he took Mike home, he set him in front of the fire, wrapped a blanket round him, and made him a mug of hot chocolate, and he warmed him up, thawed him out, got him dried off. You know, granda says, Mike, because we didn't get to church or to Sunday school today, we're going to read a passage from the Bible here ourselves. And so Granda, this is frozen, you see, I might need to call for help. Right, Simon, you can maybe help us out here while I carry on with my story. So Granda, he got down his Bible, from the shelf in the kitchen. He opened up the Bible and he began to read the passage that Naomi read to us earlier from Matthew chapter 14. And when he had read it, then he started to explain it to Mike. And he started to tell Mike about how one day the Lord Jesus wanted to go and be alone and pray with his Father in heaven. And he explained to Mike that he sent his disciples who had been with him, he sent them to go across a big lake called the Lake of Galilee over to the other side. And he told them that they were to go in that ship and he would meet them on the other side of the lake. Now, there was lots of ships on the lake that evening, and it was lovely and still and calm and beautiful evening. But you know, when the disciples got out into the middle of the lake, things changed. You know what happened? Well, Granda explained to Mike that the sea got very choppy and the waves started to beat against the side of the boat. And it wasn't long before the disciples were really, really afraid. Now, these disciples were, some of them were fishermen, like Peter and Andrew, James and John. They were all fishermen, and they shouldn't have been afraid, but it just tells you how bad the storm was. And so, as the waves battered, the boat went up, the boat went down, the boat went every shape, and they were really, really scared. And then one of the disciples looked out over the edge, and he saw away in the distance, he saw someone, a figure, coming towards them. Now, if they were not afraid to start with, they certainly were scared out of their wits now. They thought it was a ghost. And so they said one to another, "This is a ghost. This is a spirit." But you know, then the figure spoke and it said, "Be of good cheer. Don't be afraid." You know, they recognized the voice. They recognized the voice as that of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus was coming towards them on the water. They knew his voice because even in the midst of the storm, they recognized the voice because they had listened to that voice so often in the past. And there's a lesson there for us too, but we'll not go there just today. But you know, boys and girls, Peter stood up. And Peter stood up and he looked out over the edge of the ship and he said, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you." And you know, the Lord Jesus answered Peter that day and he just said one word. He said, told him to come. That's a great word, come. That invitation word. Throughout the Bible, many times the Lord Jesus tells us to come to him. "Come unto me, all ye that are weary, that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You know, he invites boys and girls, mums and dads, grannies and grandas, he invites us to come to him today, to come to him for salvation, to come and put our trust in him. But boys and girls, Peter started to walk out towards the Lord Jesus. He put his foot out over the edge of the boat, and there he was, walking on the water. He wasn't sinking. And he looked straight ahead at the Lord Jesus, and he went towards him. But you know, there was a big wave came with a splash and hit against the side of the boat. And the wind started to howl, and Peter started to look at the waves. He started to look at the storm, look at the wind, listen to the wind. And he took his eye off Jesus, and he started to look sideways at what was going on around him. And you know, before long, he was wet up to his ankles, yes. You've heard it before. He was up to his knees. He was up to his waist. And Peter, that big, brave fisherman, thought that he was going to drown. And so he reached up his hand and he shouted, "Lord, save me." And the Bible tells us that immediately, the Lord Jesus reached down his hand and he picked Peter up out of the water. And he said, "O ye of little faith, wherefore did you doubt?" You know, he took Peter by the hand and he led him back to the boat where the other disciples were. See what happened when Peter took his eyes off the Lord Jesus. When they got back to the boat, they all got into the boat and the wind ceased. There was a calm. Everything was peaceful and beautiful again. And the disciples praised God and worshipped him and thanked him for what had taken place. Mike interrupted his dad at that, or his granddad at that stage. And he says, "Granddad, I was a bit like Peter this morning, wasn't I?" Granddad says, "Yes, Mike, you got pretty wet. But at least you didn't have the storm to deal with." There was a silence, and then Mike said, "But Granda, you know, I've been a bit like Peter in another way." Granda said, "What do you mean, Mike?" And he says, "Well, you know, I feel that I have taken my eyes off the Lord Jesus. You know, Granda, since I went to my new school, I know I told the boys that I went to church and Sunday school, but I never actually told them that I was a Christian. I never actually told them what the Lord Jesus has done for me. You know, I've never even shared my favorite Bible verse with them either. And to be honest, Granda, I've said some things and I've done some things that I wouldn't even want to tell you." And Granda, you know what else? "I've stopped reading my Bible at night and I've stopped praying. I only pray sometimes and I only read my Bible when I'm in church. You know, Granda, I feel that I have just letting the Lord Jesus down. I've got so far away from him. I've put so many other things in his place. It seems like I've just dropped him to the very bottom of the pile." And as they sat there at the kitchen table, a big tear started to run down Mike's cheek. And he said, "Granda, what am I going to do?" Granda looked at Mike and he put his arm around his grandson and he said, "Mike, you just need to do what Peter did. You just need to ask the Lord to reach out to you. You need to tell him that you're sorry for forsaking him and for getting away from him. And he will take you back on board just as he did with Peter." But Mike says, "Granda, you know, that was Peter, one of the Lord Jesus' special disciples. You know, I'm just a wee boy called Mike. I'm just an ordinary wee boy. You know, would Jesus do that for me?" So Granda opened his Bible again and he opened the Bible and this time he went to the New Testament, to the book of Jeremiah, and he showed him a verse that says, "Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married to you." And Mike said to Granda, "Granda, you're going to have to explain this verse to me." So Granda started to explain, but Mike interrupted and said, "Granda, what does backsliding mean?" "Well, Mike," says Granda, "that means that's when we get away from God, when we backslide, when we get further and further away from him. You know, Mike, remember the day we were going up the hill in the village past the post office and you were on your pedal go-kart and you were pedaling and we were doing well and then you got tired and you stopped pedaling. What happened?" "Oh, I remember, Granda. I started to go back down the hill. I slid right back down the hill to near the bottom again." "Well," said Granda, That's what happens in our Christian life when we stop peddling, when we stop reading God's word, when we stop talking to him, listening to him, talking to others about him. Then we slide back and we get further and further away from God. Okay, says Mike, I understand that now, but what does it mean, married, that God is married to these backsliding children? I know that Mum is married to Dad and that you married Grandma, but what does it mean that God is married to the backslider? Granda says, well, that's right. Many years ago, about 50 years ago, in the village church, I married your grandmother. Yes, I did. And that day we promised to be with each other forever. For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. And you know, sometimes I make your grandma mad. Sometimes I make her really angry. Like the other day when I was supposed to pick her up from the hairdresser's and I started watching the cricket and I was an hour late of getting there. And now she wasn't very happy. But I apologized and she forgave me. And even though there's times when I make her angry and make her mad with the things I do, I know your grandma still loves me. You know, he says to Mike, whenever we get saved, whenever we ask the Lord Jesus Christ into our hearts, God makes a promise to us that he will never leave us nor forsake us, that he will always be with us, even though sometimes we stop peddling, sometimes we backslide. He will never leave us. And you know, Mike, he will never leave you, even though there's times when you fail him. There was a bit of silence for a moment or two, and then Mike said, Granda, can we pray just now? And there at the kitchen table, Mike bowed his head, closed his eyes, and he asked Jesus to forgive him for the times that he'd got away from him, forgive him for the times when he hadn't read his Bible, prayed, and the things he had done that had let the Lord Jesus down. And you know, after Mike finished praying, he didn't have that horrible, miserable feeling inside anymore. No, there was a peace there. The storm that calmed in the disciples' ship had calmed now in Mike's heart, and he felt so much better. Maybe, boys and girls, you have been a bit like Mike. Maybe you have got away from God a little bit. Or maybe there's a parent here or an older person and you have been like Peter or been like Mike. Well, I want you to know tonight, or this morning even, that God is ready to welcome you back. He's waiting just as he was waiting there for Peter and waiting that day for Mike. He will welcome you back because he loves you. Or maybe there's someone here and they have never asked the Lord Jesus to be their Savior. Well, remember the words of the Lord Jesus when he invited Peter to come out of the ship. He said, come, and today you can come to him just as you are, and he will receive you, he will forgive you your sins, he will save you and make you ready for heaven. Thank you for listening. We're going to pray, so let's just all bow our heads, close our eyes one more time. We'll close in prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the attention that the boys and girls have paid to thy word even this morning. And oh Lord, we pray that if there be any here that have got themselves into that backslidden position, that have wandered away from thee, oh Lord, that even today they might come and back to thee, Lord, and we know that thou art there waiting to welcome them with open arms. And Lord, if there be those in our meeting who still have not trusted thee as their Savior, Lord, we pray that this might be the day that they will accept your invitation and come on to you for salvation. For we ask it now for thy name's sake. Amen. Okay, boys and girls, who was listening? Who can tell me what I didn't mention? Right, we'll see how well you were listening. We might have one for the mums and dads too and see how well they were listening. So, let's see. Yes. Casey. We didn't mention, just one thing, we didn't mention the spoon. That is right. Well done. And I've got a wee prize for you here. Okay, well done, Casey. And can anybody tell me another thing I didn't mention? Yes? I didn't mention the watch. That is right. Well done. That's all. I've just two prizes. But now let's see if the mums and dads were listening. Okay, we need a mum and a dad to tell me two other things I didn't mention. Who can tell me two other things I didn't mention?
Me.
Xbox controller. Didn't mention that. Right. Something else? Rebecca? The apple. I didn't mention the apple. There's one other thing I didn't mention. Does anybody know?
No.
Oh, I mentioned the mug, Julie. You weren't listening. Something else? Yes, Charlie, you tell me. I have no prizes left, but you can tell me anyway. Sorry? No, I mentioned the boat. Remember, Peter was in the boat. What else did I not mention? Ruben? The tile, that's right. Well done, well done. Okay, well, thank you all very much for listening. And remember, boys and girls, to join with us tonight again at 7 o'clock when we will be have our prize distribution. There's a prize for every boy and girl in our Sunday school. So please come along. Go home this afternoon and get a wee nap, and then you'll be ready to come in the evening again. Okay. That's finished. That's us finished now, so we're all free to go. Elaine and Diana play some music so as we can.